but that pales into insignificance when compared to the daily vertical migration of these microscopic animals called zooplankton. At sunset, all of these tiny creatures swim upwards, and under cover of darkness they graze on floating algae close to the surface. Many of them are fish larvae. In fact, almost every fish species on the Great Barrier Reef starts life in the plankton. There are billions upon billions of them making the round trip, the greatest daily migration on Earth. They all travel an extraordinary distance. Size for size, it would be like me running a marathon twice a day. That's if they're not caught on the way up. On the reef wall at about 150 meters deep are huge sea fans. They look like plants, but they're colonies of animals whose branching arms capture the rising plankton. Hidden amongst the branches is a pygmy seahorse. It's a tiny fish that also feeds on plankton. At little more than a centimetre long, fully grown, it's one of the world's smallest fish.